All right, good evening to our small chevra over here. So just to continue with that, where we've been in the middle of talking about learning Torah on Erev Shabbos, about how is it a priority, is it not a priority, does it overcome preparing for Shabbos or not? And we said basically, if one has the ability to either prepare for Shabbos by himself before Friday or to have someone else do the preparations for him, then he should go ahead and do so and then allow himself to be able to learn on Erev Shabbos as if he regularly would. And then he writes further that Gam b'nei ha-kolel in lehem levatel seder ha-limud ha-ragil al kolpanem ad chatzav siyom. When it comes to people who are sitting and learning in kolel, it's their full-time job. Either they're just not making much money and they're sitting and learning, or they're in one of these like community kolels where that's like their proper job to sit and learn in the Beis Medrash. So they still have an obligation to continue to learn on Erev Shabbos, even though there are needs that need to be taken care of for Shabbos. After Chatzos, that's when they should take care of them. But before then, they should continue learning. And then he says, well, what about if I want to sit down and write some Chidushei Torah? I'm preparing a shir for Shabbos afternoon, or I'm preparing some sort of a Chidushim. Am I allowed to sit and write those down on Erev Shabbos? You'd say every other day of the week, fine, but on Erev Shabbos, when I'm in a bit more of a rush than usual, then I shouldn't be allowed to write them down. But he says, nonetheless, mutar lechtov sfarim v'chidushei Torah kol yom. One can actually sit down and write their own chidushim, their own novel ideas on Torah, not just in the morning before Chatzos, but even the entire day. 10 minutes before candlelighting, you say, oh, I have a great thought on the parsha, whatever. You want to sit down and write it? You can. I have a great thought on a tosfos that I learned, whatever it is. You can sit down and write that. Afilu lo nitzrach l'Shabbos, even if it's not something that you need for Shabbos, but you don't want to forget it, you want to write it down, you're allowed to do so. Bekoveya atzmo al hamalacha. And you can make sure you sit down and you do that writing as long as you want. But he says, avalichtov ulhagia divrei Torah lechaviru b'schar asur. Let's say you're an editor, you're a book editor, and you want to make notes on someone else's chidushei Torah. Or a friend has said, I had a great idea that I wrote up before Shabbos. Or sorry, I had a great idea that I wrote up earlier this week, and you happen to have 15, 20 minutes on Erev Shabbos to do it. That one should really not be doing an Erev Shabbos, because that does not really need to take place before Shabbos. And if it comes to that value versus the value of preparing for Shabbos, preparing for Shabbos would be the higher value. And then finally, he concludes that nachum leharbos but stuck of Erev Shabbos, that one should make sure that they're limiting in their tefillah, right? They're limiting in their learning Torah, but the one mitzvah that we should make sure to enhance on Erev Shabbos on Fridays is giving tzedakah. And it seems to be that it's a pretty logical reason that a person should be giving lots of tzedakah on Erev Shabbos, not just random things. I mean, one can give quote-unquote random tzedakah, no such thing really as random tzedakah, but rather tzedakah that's specifically irrelevant to Shabbos. You see people in like all the kosher grocery stores, there will always be people who are walking around, they have like a little hashkacha on them that says, you know, this so-and-so rabbi says I'm poor, so you can give to me. And it's appropriate and proper to give to those people, specifically so that they'll be able to prepare for Shabbos. That seems to be the reason why it's a good idea to give tzedakah on Erev Shabbos, to allow people to enhance their own personal Shabboses by having a little extra wine, a little extra whatever it is, that will be a special mitzvah, specifically of not only just tzedakah, but also preparing for Shabbos itself. Not your own Shabbos, but you're helping them prepare for Shabbos. And that's why it seems like even though there are many mitzvahs, many things we should prevent ourselves from doing on Erev Shabbos so that we can prepare for Shabbos, giving tzedakah is not one of those things to limit. You should continue to give lots, if not even extra tzedakah on Erev Shabbos. Next time, God willing, with the full minion, we'll speak a little bit about purchasing things for Shabbos, such as when do I have to begin my purchasing my Shabbos food, and etc. And so that's all for next time. But now, wishing everyone a beautiful night.